All right, guys. Sorry, I forgot yesterday's daf mem beis, or the daf thoughts. So the Gemara talks about cold into hot, hot into cold, and really the concept of what's called hatagava, the bottom, overcomes what's on top. So if you pour cold into hot, the hot will rule. Cold into hot would be mutter, according to beis hillel. So I was just thinking about this mashal of what's hot, you know, sort of overcomes everything. And the truth is, we have a similar mashal to Amalek. Amalek is an ambati, a hot bath. It says that the world was hot with all the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they came and they cooled it off, and they like put some cold water in the hot bath, even though, of course, the hot bath is still hot, but they cooled it off a little bit. And they caused us, Shekar Chobader, they caused us to become numb to the effects of the Yad Hashem. So I think right now, we're already a month in over here. Unfortunately, it starts to happen. We start getting cooled off a little bit. And we start to think, okay, you know, life's going to get back to normal. I mean, you know, almost there. We're going to get there. And we have to say, no, life is still not normal. We have to realize there's a Yad Hashem here that has kept everyone indoors, that has sent this machlo, this magefa to the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants us to work hard on ourselves, however we can, obviously to be b'simcha shal mitzvah, every mitzvah we do, and to serve Hashem b'simcha. But it's time for us to still be Misorer, and let's see what else we can do. Just like we had a service the first week, let's keep this service going. Don't get cooled off. Let's keep the fire. Keep the fire burning of Torah, mitzvahs, and whatever else we can accomplish and grow in the coming days. Have a good Tvach.